Welcome to Feathercast. I'm Rich Bowen. I'm speaking with Roman Shaposhnik, who has been around the Apache Foundation for a long time. Thanks for making time to speak with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Roman is speaking a number of times at ApacheCon on a variety of different topics. So let's start with your talks at the Big Data event. Tell us what you'll be talking about at the Big Data event.
Absolutely. So for the past, year, a little bit, maybe more than a year, I've been involved in this new open source foundation that is actually done under the umbrella of the Linux Foundation. So the foundation is called ODPI, and it's meant to help.
And what does that stand for?
It actually doesn't stand for anything these days. So it's just an acronym. I mean, I'm sure we can come up with a clever backronym for that, but it's really just ODPI. I think it started as an Open Data Platform Alliance, but then now it's just ODPI. This is the place where sort of the big data ecosystem vendors, customers, ISVs, third parties come together to essentially sort of collaborate on the product roadmap, for the big data platform, as opposed to just individual projects. And there is a very, in my view, healthy relationship between sort of what ODPI does and what ASF does. And what I'm really excited to talk about are two things. First of all, I'm really excited to kind of talk through why I think it's healthy and why I think, both sides will benefit from that relationship. So that's just the high level of it. But more nuts and bolts, I'm still an engineer myself. We've just done the first release of ODPI reference implementation, all based on the Apache projects and the contributions that went to the Apache projects. ODPI doesn't really manage any of the software itself. Like, we're not forking anything. We're basically a forcing function to make sure that the contributions to the Apache projects happen on schedule and sort of given the roadmap that ODPI sort of is managing in the open. But one of the projects that sort of was key to the success of ODPI's first release was Apache BigTop. Obviously, the project that I sort of helped create at the ASF. So Konstantin Budnik and I will be talking about the role that BigTop played and the kind of contributions that BigTop as an Apache project received based on the ODPI work that we've been doing for the past couple of months. To me, that's sort of the quintessential example of why I think the relationship is healthy and beneficial to both organizations.
I've had a number of conversations about ODPI over the last few months, of course. One of the perceptions is that this is an external organization that is coming in to tell the Apache Foundation how to do things differently. I know that you certainly don't think that. And I just recently spoke with John Mertek, who will also be at ApacheCon, and he obviously doesn't think that. Tell me why that's not the case.
To me, it basically comes to a very simple fact. ODPI is not trying to hijack or replace the governance model of ASF, nor the projects of ASF. So we're not in the business of forking neither the project nor the community. What we're in the business of doing is essentially providing a unified voice into what kind of sort of contributions these communities are likely to receive from all of the players that are involved in a variety of different big data projects. Because so far, that function of being opinionated of, which version of Hadoop works best with which version of Hive or Pig, that function of being opinionated was basically usurped by the commercial vendors. And, nothing wrong with that. That's, for example, how sort of Linux distributions, treat Apache HTTPD. They basically provide all the integration and, everything else. But I think the big data ecosystem has grown to be big enough to basically need a consistent view of what the platform should look like. And ODPI, the very easy way to sort of think about it, ODPI is optimized for product managers' collaboration, basically synchronizing the roadmaps, not just within the industry, but also with the customers, with the ISVs, basically all of us figuring out whether the next major version of Hadoop that we will all adopt will be, Hadoop 2.8 or Hadoop 3, instead of vendors sort of fighting it out individually and customers sort of being hostage of, whatever vendor that they went with.
ApacheCon is divided into two pieces, as it has been for a couple of years now. There is a big data event, and there is what's called ApacheCon, the main event, where we have a variety of other communities. And you have a couple talks on that side dealing with community and the incubator. Tell us what you'll be talking about over there.
Absolutely. To this day, you know, I really think that Apache Incubator is the most important project in the foundation. Coincidentally, I have the talk with that exact title, you know, the most important project of the foundation. And that's just the introduction into the Apache Incubator, what it does, why it's so important to the mission of the ASF, you know, the mechanics, roles and responsibilities, just, you know, basically nuts and bolts. So that's one. The other one that may even be, to me at least, more exciting is this little event that we're trying to put together for a couple times now called Podling Shark Tank, which is basically, if you're familiar with the TV show Shark Tank, it's kind of like that, but for the Apache Podlings. And it's a combination of, you know, lightning talks plus some fun, plus, you know, people within the foundation, like gray beards, and some people outside of the foundation, you know, CTOs and CEOs, basically commenting on how Podlings are doing. And some of those comments are completely off the wall. You know, some of them just saw the Podling for the first time and heard the pitch, right? So it's kind of like, again, that Shark Tank show. But it's actually a fun way for the Podling to sort of receive the feedback that is all-encompassing, right? It's kind of like not just the foundation, not just the technical feedback. So last time, for example, we had Shane, and he will be again on the panel this time, who was basically chastising some of the Podlings on the quality of the Apache, you know, trademark sort of adherence, which was awesome because that was the first time that, you know, the guys sort of heard about it, you know, from somebody who is actually managing that for the foundation. This time, we're also hoping to get some of the CEO types, you know, on the panel to just, you know, talk about how they see the technology that the Podlings are developing being useful, you know, in their areas, stuff like that. Most of all, we're just looking to have some fun. So this event is on Thursday, you know, kind of at the end of the ApacheCon. So I think it's 4 or 4:30 on Thursday.
4:40, yeah.
And we would love for anybody who would want to present to actually sign up on the wiki right now. So that's my call to action. So if you feel passionate about the Podling, you don't even have to be a PMC member or a committer, just somebody who feels interested about telling the world about what this Podling does. Just sign up on the wiki and you will be part of the show.
The link to that wiki is at the bottom of this blog post on feathercast.org, as well as links to the other resources that were mentioned in this talk. ApacheCon will be held in Vancouver in a little bit less than a month. You can register at ApacheCon.com.